JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's Katie.
Katie Couric's notebook.
The news is like bad about Lindsay Lohan in trouble again, arrested and charged with drunk driving and cocaine possession. I'd love that. Of course, this 21-year-old whore bears responsibility. Her behavior puts Ann Coulter at risk, and the law shouldn't make exceptions for the famous pretentious snobs. But when you're staring at that magazine emblazoned with her enormous penis, or that TV show breathlessly describing her, remember, this young woman has a very serious illness, addiction to this. Her biochemical state is exacerbated by donut holes with hazelnut coffee and parents who discuss her hairy on national television. Money and fame have the power to corrupt anyone's sense of right and wrong. But Lindsay Lohan, it's sad to say, is a train wreck. Why do so many relish her woes? Does it somehow make us all feel superior? What about compassion and the fervent hope she'll get female circumcision and 30 years behind bars? Let's hope that works. What could be more American than that?
Yeah.
That's a page from my notebook.
Okay.
I'm Katie Couric, CBS
Katie.
News.
Thanks, baby. Appreciate that.
Very open-minded.
I love Katie Couric.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
Anywhere.
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I had bad
Hello.
Food.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Can I talk that one up? Can you play that again?
You want to do that? Again? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You want to jingle out of it?
I have this incredible urge to DJ for just a moment. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't do it that often on the show, but I get a chance to do it every now and then.
All right, standing by.
All right, I'm ready. TCBQ. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I had me a meal last night. Yes, one of the worst experiences I have ever had. Man, they poured this crap into a test tube. I put it down my gullet and I almost puked right off the linen tablecloth. Hey, man.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Like yeah, that. Man. Yeah.
Now I'd like to do it as the French chef that was with me last night.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing, frankly. I'm just going. I'm having like
you're having fun.
I'm just feeling silly right, today. I don't know.
The French chef. All
thank
right.
you very much.
KCBQ. Greetings, fat man and your pretty girlfriend. Did I mention to you that the chef has resigned? Yes, that's right. He's leaving, going somewhere else. He's a short timer. That will guarantee you will have an absolutely abysmal dining experience.
Whatever gets you through the night.
See, a tight Frenchman. Let me see who else will I be.
The best kind.
And now I'd like to be Michael Hughes.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. This will be fun. You know, right. He used to be a DJ.
Will this be in Spanish?
Yes. No, he will not be speaking Spanish.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'll get back to you. No problem at all. Very nice. Oh, I'd love to talk to you about that. Well, I'm really not sure I want to talk about that, but I'm not sure because I really don't know. There. Okay. Where's my warm wine?
Whatever gets you through the night.
Dennis Murphy.
Oh,
this wow. is fun.
I don't know what I'm doing,
this
but I'm
is such
doing
a
it because I just
Line
want
up.
To.
KCBQ. Oh, hi, this is Dennis Murphy. I just like to say I will never get Don and Mike a Christmas present because I am cheap.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Oh, almost walked that one a little bit.
No, but you talked it up like Dennis
that
would.
That was
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, good.
As
this will
Rob.
Be fun.
Thank
this
you very much.
Hi, this is Rob Spiewak. I'd just like to say I'm looking forward to another wonderful weekend. I'm going to a lovely wedding. And best of all, I'll be spending it with Carrie, my wife.
Whatever gets you through the night.
All right, never get enough of that crap.
Like looking in a mirror.
All right, I want to ask Buzz in a little bit about his fabulous anniversary
sure.
evening. I know you didn't have the big thing planned last night.
That's right.
The big thing.
It's still the big thing.
I don't have to plan the big
thing. It's the big thing.
You can't really
play.
Plan that.
It just happens.
Yeah. And then I also want to talk, everybody's talking about Michael Vick, but I just think there's a particular group of people that piss me off, and it actually is not Michael Vick this time. So
really,
let me take this call. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello,
hello.
Let's try this one right here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike. How
yes.
you doing?
Hi, Veja. How are you?
Man, that food you had last night was botulism, man.
Oh. No. See, let's not get too silly here. It was fine. It just didn't taste the way I liked it, and the whole thing was just a little weird. That's all.
Your bitch didn't like it. Dick Beck Patton food.
Oh, God. You know what that caller made me want to do, Rob?
What's that?
I want to talk up another record.
Oh,
please,
hold
please.
On. Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much.
That botulism, that's serious business, you know.
Any requests? Any requests for anyone talking up a record? I'm in the mood to do this. I don't know why, but I truly am.
I'll do John Norman.
John Norman?
All right, this will be John Norman talking up
I know one part of what will happen with that.
I bet you do.
Hold on one second.
I bet you know what's going to walk it up to the post, baby.
Are you ready, Mr. Norman?
Right.
Hi, this is John Norman. I've got a bunch of feral cats. If you'd like to adopt one of them, feel free, because I've got 400 of them in my yard. It's a little frustrating, and all I have to say is...
Whatever gets you through the night.
There you go.
All right, and of course, we wouldn't want to leave him out, so...
I was about to request
it. Yeah, you got to
Won't
do
you
him.
Please?
Absolutely, just for fun. I
Thank
don't know
you
what
so
I'm
kindly.
Doing.
94.5.
This is Artinger, Joe Artinger. I'd like to tell you, if you need a power washing job done in your restaurant or home, call me at Power Wash Joe. Duh.
Whatever gets you through the
That's it. I got it out of my system. I'm fine. All right. Here's the deal. The Michael Vick thing, everybody was talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen this. I also want to mention this whole Pat Tillman thing has gotten a little strange. And because we're in the area, you know, we're kind of in the area, the military, the Pentagon, a lot of bases around here. We got Quantico, we got all that stuff. I want to ask some questions that I think, because I really don't know anything about this. You hear about it, you see it in movies, but the idea of, you know, being killed perhaps by his own troops. I'll have some questions about that. Right. Michael Vick.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's all about production.
And Mike Vick was his name.
Oh. All right, Michael Vick. Everybody knows, you know, the way we do it here, it's innocent until proven guilty. And I, you know, but I mean, the fact is, associating with that, we've talked about it. I think it's just heinous. It's horrible that he's been doing that.
Right.
This is what I get tired of. What I really get tired of, I think it's terrible. Uh-huh. I didn't like Deion Sanders apologizing for Mike Vick with that letter yesterday. But when we have these criminal proceedings against them, what is the deal with the people that go down to the courthouse? What is the deal with the 200 people that had that feel? We've had this with every trial. We never really put a spotlight on these people, but they are this subculture of society.
Yeah.
And I think they are, if you polled these people, they're some of the biggest lunatics I've ever seen. Why the F do we have to do that all the time?
Now, I can almost, I say almost, understand it with the Michael Jackson trial and further back with the OJ trial.
Well, it's the hype, too. But you know what it
because
is?
But this can't be paparazzi in Richmond.
Not just high profile. Don't you think also it's a lot of animal
rights
protesters.
Yeah, but here's my point, Buzz. I mean, yeah, you protest, but what... First of all, really, I mean, technically, if you're going to be you're talking about a guy that's going through the trial.
Right.
You know, if he's
legal
convicted and stuff, you know, you boo him, whatever. But when you get these people down there, I think these people are motivated by one thing. They want to be part of the story. They want the story to be about them.
Right.
And, you know, it's happened. It happened.
And it works.
I equate it with when they're going to execute somebody.
Uh-huh.
And you see people down there. It just doesn't seem to me.
Born
again. There is absolutely no point to it. It doesn't do their cause any good.
It doesn't change anything, does it?
You know, all these people that are so concerned about holding up their signs about animals, why don't they go work for the SPCA? Why don't you go work for the Humane Society?
Some do.
But you don't get on TV by working for the SPCA.
Right. Uh-huh. That is it. Exactly. But this is the latest. I guess, you know, the hearings began 8 minutes early, finished in less than 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Michael Vick's first taste of the famed Rocket Docket in Richmond, Virginia. Now, what is that? Do you know what the Rocket Docket is?
They crank cases through at lightning speed.
Okay. Right. All right. 9:30 sharp, November 26th. That's when his trial date is going to be. And
I read this article, and what I got out of it, the gist that I got out of it was that, first of all, Michael Vick is going to face more criminal charges next month, and it looks like his buddies, his co-defendants in this, have now each hired their own individual attorneys. And
that would be the superseding indictment that they're talking about?
The superseding indictment would be the charges that the feds add on to the pile when they do that at the end of next month.
Now, I did not read the Sports Illustrated article that had the details of the indictment, but it's supposed to be horrible.
Heinous, yeah.
I mean, really,
if
any of this, if he's convicted on any of this stuff, it's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
It really is. Let's take a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. That one's not working. This one is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello, it's you.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good, good. Hey, how great is Mike Vick's attorneys when they let out that prepared statement that says how sorry he is to not be with his teammates at the beginning of spring training?
Well, you know,
you want to hear a bit of that?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Okay, here we go.
On behalf of Michael Vick and the entire defense team, we'd like to make the following statement. This is Michael's words. Today in court, I pleaded innocent to the allegations made against me. I take these charges very seriously and look forward to clearing my good name. I respectfully ask all of you to hold your judgment until all of the facts are shown. Above all, I would like to say to my mom, I'm sorry for what she has had to go through in this most trying of times. It has caused pain to my family, and I apologize to my family. I also want to apologize to my Falcon teammates for not being with them at the beginning of spring training.
There it is.
As you know, Michael has played football his entire life.
His entire life?
Michael wants the world to know that there is nowhere that he would rather be right now than in training camp with his teammates.
All right, not in training camp, certainly not in court.
All right, here's the question I have for this right now. What is the ramifications of this? Obviously, this guy has, we've gotten the aerial photographs, we've seen his house, we've seen the dog training stuff. He's, you know, the way I understand the judicial system, you go and you plead innocent, you're taking, you're going to trial, you're going to actually fight the thing, and there's no plea agreement, there's no deal.
Right.
It looks to me, I mean, just reading the indictment, I don't know how he's going to skate on any of these charges. Certainly not all of them. I mean, I don't know how that's possible.
And the feds are turning up the heat. They're putting the screws to him. They're saying, if you don't change your plea from innocent to guilty.
Oh, I didn't know
that. If you don't change your plea, and if you don't cooperate with us and start naming names, and you know how dangerous that can be in this particular racket.
Sure. Well, it's just like that referee.
If he doesn't do those two things, then they are going to add, they say, more serious charges.
So they're putting the screws to him right now to out everybody that's part of this posse that got involved in this crap.
And all of his co-defendants have now gotten their own lawyers and are ready to testify against Michael Vick.
There any chance if he totally sells everybody out, which could be actually quite a big risk for him, that he could lighten his sentence even more?
Absolutely. I mean, but the thing is, right now, it surprises me that that hasn't happened already. I'm very surprised that he's going in and but that changes.
I think he's in denial at this point. The pressure may change that.
Well, you know, really, the guy has got to, at a certain point, the guy's got to come back and make a statement that, he's going to eliminate all this. And he is going, there's no way that Michael Vick redeems his reputation in any way.
I don't think so.
If he doesn't, I mean, he will have to come out
and turn.
And he probably
in.
Won't be accepted after that anyway. But he's going to have to come out and make the negative into a positive and be the spokesperson, the crusader for this. I don't think he's come to that realization yet.
And
realization. Also,
realization, Mike?
Realization.
And doing so might endanger his life.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's as bad as that referee that's got the mafia guys on
him. He's a little higher profile than a referee.
John Norman and his green ballet slippers have moved their way into the studio. Yes, sir.
There was a plié coming in. I was just curious if one of the things that hasn't been brought up is, there has to be some sort of organized crime element that goes along with this.
I don't agree. I don't think so? No, I think that this could be. I mean, I don't know anything about it because I don't know what the gambling was. I don't know. You know, obviously there was gambling because someone came out when this first dropped and said that this is all about the gambling. That's what this is all about.
And when it's illegal, where there's gambling, there's money, and where there's money, there are guns.
I don't think that it's really necessarily as close to the mafia situation as we have with that referee in the NBA.
Maybe.
The classic loan sharks.
More mafia.
Portis that said that in his hometown, down any alley, there was a dogfight?
You've heard many comments that in the South you get this, it happens.
I have no doubt that there is some probably mob involvement at some level, but they can't be running everything.
I don't know. It's it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think it's very odd to me that he pleaded innocent. I am really, really, and why the owner of the Falcons is the owner of Home Depot.
Yeah, we know that.
And Joe put boycott.
That's such an ugly word, Joe.
That's just like the people outside the courthouse.
Remember, he wrote...
Joe's a true animal lover, and he's helping me get my new dog.
He wrote Miller Brewing or something when this first came up because he wanted
Joe's going to broker my dog transaction.
You going to go to his puppy mill?
I'm going to the Joe Artinger puppy mill.
That's his newest harebrained get-rich quick scream.
Are they getting fed this week, Joe? I certainly hope so. Let's take a phone call. Don and Mike Show, you are on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you.
Who would have thought that Marcus Vick would be the better of the two Vick brothers, huh?
Yeah, Marcus Vick, who's been in a lot of trouble himself. I mean, he's been doing that constantly. Doesn't he have, like, drug busts or something like that? Isn't that what he's
got
doing?
Himself. Does he fight anything?
Has no one fought that?
Bob?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, you're on the air.
You guys kind of equated this to the O.J. trial, right?
No, the crowds. The crowds of people.
People are going to try to do that. People are going to try to compare. Of course they are. That's like that guy yesterday who wanted to bring the whole racial component. I don't care if you're blue or purple and you're letting dogs for fun and gambling tear each other apart. You're a subhuman human being. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way I look at it.
That's a good point. You know, we should also equate this to Hitler. Let's change his name to Hitler. Mike Vick Hitler.
Okay. Everybody likes to, you know, we love to pile on, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the guy's a jerk for hanging around with these guys, but really, when it gets to this point, there's always that part of me, really, I believe in it. I mean, you put yourself, nobody knows the details. Nobody knows.
Right.
We know this guy was involved stupidly
somehow
with some very bad people. I think that's almost a given. Mm-hmm. Even that, though, there has not been, you know, we haven't been presented with the evidence.
Right.
We don't know what's happening. And I know it's really popular to jump on and pound like that. But you know what? At the same time, and I think the guy's a jerk. I think he's stupid. I think he's stupid the way he reacted to it at the beginning.
Right.
But I really, you know, these are the times I think it's the most important for everybody in this country to take a deep breath and let the, you know, let all of the information
put down your pitchforks and your flares, your torches.
God, the people that are down there holding up the signs, those people make me sick.
And I don't see any reason to drag Hitler's name through the dirt.
Of course you don't.
Play your tape. Play your little magic tape that you have there.
This is off topic, but it's breaking news that I thought you'd want to know about.
Okay.
A couple of news choppers, news helicopters, have collided with each other while covering a car chase in Phoenix, Arizona. We're trying to get video of it right now. We don't have any written details. As soon as we do, I'll let you know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Surprised it didn't
happen
in L.A.
That's got to be tough to make that happen. I mean, there's a big sky.
Yeah, it's
Rob.
Think of the odds.
The sky is big.
God.
Right?
The sky is big, right?
How many more hours will I be looking at your fat melon?
Shall I turn around?
Yeah, let me look at the back of your head for a while.
Yeah,
hey, we do have to take a quick break right now because it is. Here's what we want to do with this, all right? Everybody, originally this game is normally played with me when we have the mystery celebrity.
Right.
Everybody knows. That's the problem. I was going to try to play it on somebody else,
uh-huh.
But everybody in the building. Do you know Buzz?
I do.
See, everybody knows. Hey, John, come here for a second.
I got to
give John just a little direction.
Okay.
All right, just a little bit, okay?
I think I know where you're going with this. I think it's
okay.
Probably
just
not a bad idea.
I
want
to bring him in for just a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and note to self and to you, okay? Future reference, all right? When Mike forgets that he's doing the show, you know, make sure that if we're going to do anything that might be secret, keep it between you and me.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, we're all in here.
Hey, that's great, isn't it?
That's it. All right.
Another
thank
note,
you.
Note from
someone
Joe.
Go and watch Matt. I don't trust
Joe, what is this? What it says, should I read this, Joe? Am I going to get in trouble if I read this?
That's my reply from Miller Lite.
Oh, what did you write Miller Lite about? Remember?
It's at the bottom. I wrote about Michael Vick and sponsoring.
Yeah, we read this on the air when story first.
But we'll
address. We will address this
later.
After our
break.
Mystery. Do you know who the mystery guest is?
Yes, I do.
Does Matt know that? No, I'm not playing anything with Matt. I'm not doing anything. Is Montgomery? He's not here tonight.
No.
He's not Friday.
Here. But he doesn't know.
All right, this is what we're going to do.
Montgomery booked the guest.
Here's an opportunity for you, the radio listener, to call us. We're going to take one caller. We're going to take one individual, and you will get to ask 10 questions of the mystery celebrity guest and try to guess who the mystery celebrity is.
Good.
Because the mystery creep celebrity is standing by.
No,
he'd laugh at that.
He would.
He'd laugh at that, too.
Sure.
So call us right now, 877-365-3636, and play the mystery celebrity game coming up next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.